Canada's election results encourage Christians. A prayer group in the U.S. reaches out to the military with God's Word. And two agencies unite to share the Bible with the World Wide Web. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Canada, where Stephen Harper has led the Conservative Party to a slim election victory. When asked whether a Conservative Prime Minister would help Christians in their efforts toward evangelism, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner told us it isn't likely to get more restrictive.
We're optimistic that we're not going to see more of the same. We're not going to see, I think, an increasing slide away from social conservatism, but not, at least in the short term, are we going to see an undoing of some of this legislation, such as same-sex marriage, the hate literature laws, such as abortion laws. He simply doesn't have enough strength in the House of Commons.
Under the last administration, a bill was passed labeling portions of the Bible hate literature. Penner urges prayer for believers who will grapple with these issues in office.
One of the things we learn dealing with politicians, it's that you can't judge progress by winning, but whether or not you've made some progress towards your goals. One step at a time.
Next, space heaters and warm winter clothing are rare commodities for Pakistan's earthquake survivors. A bitter cold this winter made World Vision's recent supply drop containing both items even more important for those in the high altitudes of Northwest Frontier Province. Children are particularly susceptible to health problems from the cold. While World Vision teams work to provide basic physical needs, they're also able to share the why of their faith. Pray that people would remain open to that hope. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the U.S. death toll continues to rise in Iraq, a ministry is reaching out to the military, but not just in Iraq, but all over the world. As many soldiers are unsure about their future, Bible Pathway Ministries is helping them through a special military edition devotional of Bible Pathway. Bible Pathway's Barbara Bivens says it all started with a request from a chaplain working in a Muslim nation.
We sent him our then existing fifth edition. We posted his thank you letter in our monthly update, and a prayer group from Palm Beach, Florida provided the money to print 10,000.
It's a daily devotional designed to take the reader through the Bible in 1 year. Bivens says they need names.
So we're asking people to send us the names of their loved ones, the names of any chaplains or anything, and we will be glad to send the books at no charge.
Pray that the red tape will be cleared to get the books into countries where religious freedom is restricted. Meanwhile, the lack of religious freedom, violence, and biblical education are all reasons why many Christians are leaving the Middle East. Has the exodus affected evangelism and other ministry? Well, according to the president of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, Jerry Rankin, the answer is both yes and no.
Yes, there is a vast exit of Christians. Just the harassment, the persecution, legally and socially, it has somewhat weakened the established church. We're still seeing a harvest in people coming to faith in Jesus Christ.
The exodus does take away from leadership potential, though. Rankin doesn't want people to think evangelism isn't taking place among the people groups represented in the Middle East.
Just because they're not living in their native environment doesn't mean that they aren't going to continue to have a global influence among their own people and among others when they move to other countries.
And the International Bible Society and Bible.com recently entered into a partnership that showcases both groups. Bible.com features IBS's English Scripture translations on their new website. These translations include IBS's New International Version and more. The idea was that together the groups would be able to reach as many people as possible with the Word of God. It's another example of working together to build God's kingdom through His Word. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.